بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We're discussing from this kitab, which is entitled Mu'amalat. Mu'amalat means the spiritual dimension of monetary dealings in Islam. It regards to the significance of trade, the virtues, etiquettes, prohibitions of trade, and the harms of not conforming to the Sharia in regards to trade and business, which you know is very, very important in the life of a Muslim, that his income, his rozi, his rizq is absolutely halal. There's no leeway for any type of haram or rozi. That a person has to be very careful that where he earns from, how he earns it, that is halal, is permissible, and also his iman yaqeen is not tainted. There also he believes that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially now that we know, we are aware that the season of Hajj has begun already. And many will be leaving for Hajj. And together with this, we found the month of Ramadan, the amount of, mashallah, people that went for Umrah after Ramadan also. We hear commonly that when you meet people, we'll say also, Naseeb Dar, you're very fortunate, we have Umrah every year, you are accepted. So here, to understand very carefully and importantly, those that are going for Umrah, and those that have this mindset also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist his deen also with a non-pious person. With the sinner, Allah will assist and help his deen. Allah will allow a person to come to the masjid. Allah will allow a person to go in the path of Allah. Allah will allow a person to go for Hajj and for Umrah. But doesn't mean you are accepted. Person can come for Salah to the masjid. But the amal he is doing in the masjid does not conform to the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But he came to the masjid. Doesn't mean he's accepted. He has to do the amal of acceptance. To do the amal of acceptance, we should hear commonly before. When brothers used to go for 4 months in the path of Allah, and used to go to Nizamuddin, and the alan used to be made, that if you come to Nizamuddin, but you do not take part in the ishtimai a'mal of Nizamuddin, then regard yourself as not coming to Nizamuddin. Just coming here, you can spend your time, you can pass the time, but you haven't engaged in the a'mal of acceptance. Person can go to Haramain also, and he can sleep through Fajr namaz and Zuhar namaz. Or he can just pass his time. Like in the month of Ramadan, brother will go for Umrah also, but only 10 rakats Taraweeh. And the most important sunnah of the month of Ramadan is Taraweeh. It's Taraweeh and keeping Roza. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ Allah Baqa highlights, the month of Ramadan is that month in which Allah Ta'ala revealed Qur'an Sharif. So, the month of Ramadan is about fasting during the day and reading Quran Sharif at night in Taraweeh or listening to Quran Sharif. There's different sunnahs. One is the sunnah of 20 rakats Taraweeh, which is emphasized. Then the sunnah of completing Quran Sharif in Taraweeh. So if I have completed my Taraweeh already, meaning the Quran Tilawat, I've listened to it already in 10 nights or 15 nights, does it not mean my Taraweeh is over? It's a separate sunnah altogether. So even Haramain also, there's only 10 rakats. And the 10 rakats that they do read the last 10 nights, Qiyamul Layl is nafil. Unfortunately, our people also have this mindset, we give for Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud. More important is your 10 rakats, which hasn't been completed as yet. To read those 10 rakats to complete your Taraweeh, that is Sunnat Muakkada. And Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud is based upon individuality, infiradi. The Hajjud is something which you read on your own. But sometimes more importance is given to the Nafil than to the Sunnat. So to do the Amal in those places also which Allah Ta'ala wants us to do. So whether the month of Ramadan, whether the Masjid, a person going in the path of Allah, he can spend 40 days, 4 months, he can be in I'tikaf also. But we know many brothers in I'tikaf for the 10 days, most of the time on the cell phone. So every year I can be sitting in i'tikaf, but the amal of acceptance is not being carried out. So here also when it comes to Hajj and Umrah, many a person may be going for Hajj and Umrah, but his income is not halal. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam highlighted this also, that a person can come for Hajj And there in the place of Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, he's raising his hands, disheveled hair, body is tired, raises his hands and he says, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, O my Allah, O my Allah. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Ta'amuhu haram, wa sharabu haram, hadith continues, فَأَنَّ لَهُ الْإِجَابَةِ That his income is haram, his eating, his drinking, his clothes, where will his dua be accepted? Although he's there right now in Arafah also. He's in Arafah right now, he's making dua, but his income is at halal. Right there. It does not mean now that a person is going for Hajj and Umrah, he's accepted. Sitting for i'tikaf accepted. That he's bed to a certain sheikh, so he's going to Jannat. He's do the amal of acceptance. It's very important. The income has to be halal. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we learn the laws of trade. We go to the ulama-i-kiram. Is this deal halal? Is it not halal? Is it permissible? Not permissible? We have to ask. Shouldn't be that after we eat, then we ask, was it halal or not? After I did the deal and we used the money, was it halal or not? We have to ask before that. So in regards to income and halal, we've done quite a bit in this kitab. Finally, we come to the section on shopping centers. Shopping centers, which nowadays we can call it the shopping temples. People go there, it's like an ibadat, worship. And more than that is the coffee temples also. That we have to try the coffee. That has become a ritual. That we have to try the coffee in a certain place. Those places have become like temples also. Where we have to go there. Allah Ta'ala protect us from these places. Where there's so much of fitna and so much of be-sharam and be-haya, immodesty takes place in these places. And these places have become common, first of all, in other countries. Why we are saying this some years ago, when we were on Tashkil in one of the Arab countries. It was the month of Ramadan. And after Taraweeh, we were told if you go for gush and meet anyone, you will have to go to the Makahi and the coffee shops. Everybody is in the coffee shops in Ramadan. It was a culture. So we were surprised also. The month of Ramadan, coffee shops, how is it? Month of Ramadan, we know back home, talking about 10 years ago, was Taraweeh, go home, have a little bit of dessert, sleep away, sehri, Quran tilawat, fajr namaz. But they were really the culture of coffee shops. I remember the night we left for Gusht also, after Taraweeh. And different types of coffee shops. Now what was happening there is coming to our country. And we saw the repercussions in those countries, what happened thereafter. So there were coffee shops for adults, for men. What was happening there for the men only, for the entire night of Ramadan was coffee, qahwa, and playing cards. So I remember the night sitting next to the brother also. The Jamaat went, we salam with him, and the coffee was there, and the cards also were there, the month of Ramadan. So he told me, brother, sit down. So I sat down. And he said to his brothers, the Jamaat is here, tonight I'm going to win. And in the card game. He took it now as a good omen, he's going to win the game. So I asked the local brother, is this Ramadan? He says, this is Ramadan in these countries. And the other coffee shop for the youngsters, Allah forgive me for saying it, but like a sports bar. Big screens, astroturf, relax with your cup of coffee and watch the game in the month of Ramadan. One side is a feature, special show for the month of Ramadan. And the other side was the game is on, the soccer game. That was Ramadan. Now I ask you, my dear brothers, is that happening in our country? It's starting already. And there was only men, here's our daughters. We're leaving them at the coffee shops. They, when the ulama warned them, and when the Arab ulama were asked, why this is happening in the Middle East? The reply they gave the ulama was that the minbar is your responsibility. Because the ulama did not warn the people, so Allah Ta'ala sent the forces to destroy them. People did not take heed, they did not stop. Allah Ta'ala gave the wealth, Allah Ta'ala gave the comforts, and they began to abuse it. With the halal, with the haram, but it was abused. So Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq to take heed of it. As much as you want Masjid al-Aqsa to open, the Ummah is one. We have to start in our own localities first. The key to open the Haram, part of the teeth of the key is in hand of every Ummati. That we will stop, we will take heed, and we will come into taqwa and piety, that Allah Ta'ala will open the way for the Ummat. Let's read one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the marketplace. Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, it has reached me that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, one who makes a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of heedlessness, that is the marketplace, is like the one who remains steadfast on the battlefield and continues fighting, unlike that person who flees on the battlefield. Similarly, one who makes a dhikr in the place of heedlessness is like a green branch on a dried out tree. Another hadith states, one who makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of heedlessness is like an extremely bright lamp in a dark house. One who makes dhikr in the place of heedlessness is shown his place in Jannah while he is in this world. Al-Qama rahimahullah narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the action most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is subhatul hadith. When I asked him what it means, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, when everyone is occupied in talking, this person remains engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the marketplace, a person is completely oblivious of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the person who will become mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the virtues apply to him. From here we can understand that a person should be in the marketplace out of zarurat, out of necessity and need. Because I have to go there, therefore I go there. And then do I connect to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So shouldn't be where I get myself involved in such a place that I intentionally pay to become heedless of Allah. That I am paying to forget Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The life of a believer. When a person goes to the toilet also, and he comes out from the toilet, the sunnah dua is ghufranak, alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. So here we leave in the toilet, and we say ghufranak. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. What sin have I done in the toilet? Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimullah explains that the reason for making istighfar after leaving the toilet, you're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the amount of time that you are unable to make the dhikr of Allah. Because I had to relieve myself. And during that period of time, is it permissible to take the name of Allah? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us that the life of a believer is the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. Because there you could not make the verbal dhikr of Allah for that amount of time. So when you leave the toilet, the sunnah dua is, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ya Allah, that amount of time I could not take your name. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every breath of our life, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.